USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID-19 is officially the most deadly virus outbreak in recent American history. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. The number of reported U.S. deaths due to COVID exceeded 675,000 on Monday, with about 1,900 fatalities being added per day. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is hammering the agenda of Democrats.
The reckless taxing and spending spree the Democrats are riding behind closed doors is designed to leave Americans with a socialist country they never voted for.
During opening speeches on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican calling it a Trojan horse of socialism. McConnell again vowing to withhold GOP support of a hike of the federal debt ceiling without an agreement from Democrats to cut spending. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspect behind a double school shooting at a high school this morning. Police say a 17-year-old male and female were shot at Heritage High School in the city of Newport News, but their injuries were believed to not be life-threatening.
We transported four, maybe five individuals to area hospitals. Two are suffering from a gunshot wound. One has been struck in the side of the face area. One has been struck in the lower leg.
The White House kept commercial flights outside the country to over two dozen Republican governors are urging a meeting with President Biden due to the immigration crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors have sent a letter to the White House citing concerns about the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the border. This comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a federal emergency declaration, stating a large illegal immigrant group is starting a camp under the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
How the United States pulled out of Afghanistan is still being discussed among many.
As President Biden went back on vacation over the weekend, many crises continue. One is the U.S. military drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan in late August. The president claimed the strike killed ISIS-K terrorists, but the following investigation revealed seven children and three civilian adults were killed with the missile attack. Former Secretary of State Republican Mike Pompeo on Fox News says politics is an ugly player in this scenario.
You could see the political pressure, and if there was one thing that drove this failed evacuation, it was the arbitrary political deadline that President Biden set, the arbitrary cap on the number of troops that could be there so we could secure American departure and the departure of our equipment. Those things, these were all political decisions driven down to the military, and I'm confident that the military was under enormous pressure. President Biden said we're going to strike back at the folks who killed the 13 Americans, and we had a strike that clearly failed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryde.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.